So, what are some of the other things you could do in your learning setting to mitigate or to lessen bullying, harassment, and discrimination? Number one, stop the bullying immediately. Stop the interaction between the targeted student and the alleged offender. Don't send any bystanders away because you're probably thinking, I don't want them to see what's going on. No, you need to let them stand and watch to see how you are handling these issues. So, to avoid escalation of tension, though, wait until later to sort out the fact, but talk to both parties involved separately once they calm down. But don't send the other students away because, again, that will be the perfect opportunity to teach them what a bystander should be doing. And also, they're watching you to see how you're reacting to the incident. And then again, they can develop that type of empathy and also the example of what the expectation is. Refer to the school rules regarding bullying. So speak in a matter-of-fact tone, which could be a challenge. Also, this in a voice that describe what you heard or saw. Let all students know that bullying is unacceptable. That is why you have to address it then, and that's what basically you should be communicating with the students. Support the targeted student. So do this in a way that allows him or her dignity and feel safe from retaliation. Again, they might feel embarrassed, they might feel scared, and so forth. Again, support the student. Make a point to see the child later in private if he or she's upset. Increase supervision to assure bullying is not repeated. Again, that's one of the best things you can do. Again, in especially when you know, for example, the child's going from if they're leaving from one class to the next, they have to be in the hallway, they have to go to gym. These are places where in the locker room that the child might unfortunately be targeted. Offer guidance to bystander. Let them know how they might appropriately intervene and get help next time. Tell them that you notice their inaction or that you're pleased with the way they try to help. So you're going to give them positive reinforcement in that situation and also give them the courage to step up and either call for help or say something. Impose immediate consequences. So wait until all parties have calmed down. Do not require the students to apologize or make amends that may be insincere because that's not going to work. They're just going to say it just because you're making them. The consequences should be logical and connected to the offense. A first step should be taking away social privileges such as recess and so forth. Notify colleagues and parents if advised as possible, because remember we mentioned the criteria depending on what the situation is about. You might put the child in danger by notifying the parent. So it's again, in some cases it might require a group effort to figure out how to proceed with that. Let the alleged offender know he or she is being watched. Again, so again, the creating that anti-bullying environment or anti-discriminating, anti-harassment, it's going to be a group effort and it takes all staff. That's why even in the training, we say the law is clear, school bus driver, cafeteria, everyone should be on board and involved. Follow up and intervene as necessary. Support the targeted student and alleged offender. Enable them to vent feeling and recognize their own behaviors. The bully may need to learn new methods of using his or her power and influence in the classroom. Again, children come from all walks of life with all examples, with different issues, different examples of what is acceptable, what's not acceptable. Again, a lot of time it's a teacher who's going to teach them also sometimes, or the staff, educational staff, a person in that educational setting, how to react in a positive way because again, the school has their own climate and environment that is being created to encourage a safe learning space for each and every student.